I think it's been cool for quite some time now with particularly with the undergraduate students. They see a lot of opportunity for work-life balance and also for some job security. But the thing that they kept talking about the most when they selected some of these agencies was the challenging work that they were going to get to work on with whatever agency they selected. So not only being able to work with challenging work, but also having a good reference for a future career opportunity seemed to be some of the motivators for why they were selecting some of the agencies.
Hmm. Now, your field is branding. Are you seeing that federal agencies are doing a good job of branding, or is it just decades of reputation? Is it images in the media? What draws students to a particular agency?
Yeah, I think the agencies realized, I'd say probably about 8 or so, or maybe even more years ago, about their aging workforce and the need to go out and really recruit at the entry level. So they've been doing a lot of branding activities with regards to trying to be attractive to the undergraduate population. So they've really been kind of surrounding this audience as much as they can with print, online opportunities, radio, advertisements. And if you recall, years ago, I think I would almost say the Army was one of the first that actually started to incorporate the branding to parents into their messaging.
Mm.
When they did a lot of those commercials that included conversations with their parents about joining the Army, they were the first ones to really embrace the fact of acknowledging how involved the parents were in the decision-making process when it comes to their first job.
And off the top of your head, can you think of what agencies are doing the right things when it comes to branding? Who's doing this well?
Yeah, NSA is doing a really great job. They're really trying to be very innovative when it comes to positioning themselves as advanced. And as I'm sure you know, it's very difficult for agencies like them who have so much classified information to really talk about the exact job.
Sure.
So it's really important for them to kind of be able to talk as much as possible about the environment and the people that they're going to be working with. They've been able to profile their chief of staff to enable themselves to be attractive to the students. So they're really trying to think outside of the box because they do have some real challenges when it comes to talking about the actual work that they do.
And they were number 12 on your list in the IT field, graduate students in the IT field, just above them, FBI.
Yeah.
Some other interesting ones. FBI also showed up in the business field. Why? That one surprised me a little bit. Why do you think that one was?
Yeah, and actually, if you notice, it even dropped from last year.
Oh, is that right?
So, yeah, it was 11 last year. It was 13 this year. But I think that the FBI has the opportunity of appealing to a little bit more of the business aspect of the government. Whereas some of the other agencies that were selected that were higher in some of the other rankings seem to be more associated with actual innovation and also more so on the engineering side. So it was more of an opportunity for the FBI to be positioned as there's more of the business behind it, more business opportunities. Outside of that, I can't put my finger on why
yeah.
It is that the business students are so interested in the FBI myself.
So if you were advising an agency as to how to properly brand themselves so that they are attractive
sure.
to the students they want, especially in the IT field, everybody wants cyber experts. Everybody's trying to compete with the cyber, with the private sector in areas like
yeah.
that. What would you tell them to do?
Well, the first thing I would tell them to do is definitely have a really strong sense of what their actual employer value proposition is and be true to that. Because the one thing that these students are very savvy about doing is really trying to get the real story about what it's like to work there.
Mm-hmm.
So once the agencies have a good grasp of what their offerings really are, it's great for them, especially because knowing how much of a selection process the candidates have to go to. They kind of have to draw a much wider net. So I do think that getting your message out there in as many different channels as possible is really critical for the agencies because we know that it's just going to, their applicant pool is just going to whittle down through the actual selection process. So not only doing a lot of on-campus activities, getting your people out there to really talk about their experience and make it relatable to the students, but also getting information into print publications, into online forums, but making themselves really as accessible as possible to get the word out there to as many students as possible.
Is there something different about this current generation that interests them in different aspects of the federal government? Have you tracked this over time and looked at it?
Yeah.
So how would you characterize, you know, the class of 2012 compared to other?
Sure. So this year, I mean, which makes a lot of sense, the job security aspect of it was really key for this group.
Mm.
So, and when you think of a secure type of job or, you know, an industry that's not going anywhere, the government tends to make a lot of sense. And the fact that the government also has been putting forth so many initiatives when it comes to work-life balance and going green, particularly, you know, even here in D.C., there's a lot of initiatives with some of the agencies not having their people come into the office 5 days a week. They've got shortened work weeks, condensed work weeks, I should say, or the ability to work from home for a lot of the agencies. So there are a lot of those types of opportunities that really do appeal to this generation. In addition to the fact that they are going to be working on work that actually means something to them and has an impact, which has been very important for this group of students for what we've tracked for the past couple of years. But really, ever since 9/11, there has been a redirection of how do I become a part of the solution, and the government has always been kind of the answer to that for a lot of the students.
Mm. Now, it looks like the 900-pound gorilla on all of your lists, in all five categories that you track, is, of course, Google. Why are they so huge to this class of 2012, and what can federal agencies learn from them?
Sure. I think it definitely goes back to what I was just talking about from the work-life balance. I mean, not only are students using Google, whether it's through the social aspect of it, through Google Plus, or just from a pure search engine standpoint, Google's been on everyone's radar for quite some time now. But Google did a great job of emphasizing what a cool place it is to work by talking about the very relaxed and innovative work atmosphere that they offer. So whether it's the fact that they'll give you these world-class meals three times a day, or, you know, being able to take a break and go play some foosball, those things were really supporting the dynamic work environment that these students seem to be really looking for in employers. So Google's done a fantastic job of making sure that that's the one. If anyone knows anything about working at Google, they seem to know those things about Google, that it's going to be a very creatively supportive environment for them. And that definitely seems to be really important to the students. So if the government were to learn anything from what they're doing, I would definitely say to assess some of the great opportunities that they're now offering to offer some flexibility and creativity to their employees, and really talk about that, because that's definitely one of the things that Google has been able to brand themselves alongside of for quite some time.
I can only imagine how well gourmet meals three times a day would go over with Congress at, say, the General Services Administration.
Oh, yeah.
So there's some things agencies can't do.
To talk about.
But still some lessons.